Mandy Moore was a recording star who made the jump to leading lady in movies like A Walk to Remember and Saved. Now she's back on the big screen as a scheming contestant of an American Idol-type talent show in American Dreams.
Is it them? Is it them? Just run!
Sally Kendu?
Yeah?
We're from American Dreams.
I know. And we're here to tell you...
You've been selected to perform on the show.
What are you doing?
Sorry. Screaming.
Stop! Stop screaming. Stop.
Dude.
I'm really sorry. We're going to have to do this all over again. You're going to have to go inside and come out and jump for joy all over again because we didn't get it on camera.
Okay.
I love that scene. Mandy Moore, good morning.
Good morning.
So first of all, I have to ask, are you an American Idol fan?
I am a huge American Idol fan. Like, huge.
Regular watcher.
Regular viewer, definitely.
In this film, American Dreams, you play Sally Kendu, who seems all sweet and innocent. And actually, the director describes her as basically a sociopath.
She is kind of sociopathic. She kind of rides that fine line between being very sweet and sort of a little sour, too. She's just very driven and manipulative, and she sort of knows going in that if she even gets on the show, she knows how to win. She's such a fan of the show, she's in it to win it. You know?
Is it fun for you? You kind of have a wholesome image, I guess you could say. Is it fun for you to play the bad girl?
It is fun to play the bad girl. I think as an actress, you sort of try and gravitate towards these roles because there's so much meatier and so much more fun, and it's kind of, I liken it to free therapy because I get to go home at the end of the day and not sort of bring any of that with me. I leave all the darkness and anger at work.
Paul Weitz, the director, said one of the reasons that he hired you is he wanted an actress who could hold her own against a formidable actor like Hugh Grant.
I can't believe Paul would say something sweet like that about me. He's amazing, and honestly, I was so flattered to work with him because I think he's just such an incredible filmmaker. But then the opportunity to work with Hugh as well, he is the epitome of a movie star, and I never sort of got over that nervous energy around him because he just is an intimidating figure. Not that he means to be, but he's Hugh Grant, and he's so handsome and charming, and every woman on set just like melted a little every time he walked by. So,
but maybe that kind of worked for the character. I mean, you're supposed to be a little bit intimidated.
Yeah, for a good portion of the movie, I'm supposed to sort of be intimidated by his character.
He plays the Simon Cowley.
He does, and I play a contestant, and I sort of make it through to the end. But at the end of the film, we're supposed to be a little bit more friendly with each other, and that's where the real acting was required because I was very nervous around him.
Yeah, understandably, I would be too. You've said that this film is about our obsession with pop culture, and I want to know how you handle that in your own life. I Googled Mandy Moore fan sites and came up with a million hits.
Wow.
How do you handle that cult of celebrity thing?
It's very flattering. I think at the end of the day, I'm really lucky. I have a wonderful family. I love my parents, and I think they raised me and my brothers right. And I sort of feel like there's this on-off switch. Like, I'm at work right now, and it's great, and I love what I do, and I feel really lucky. But at the end of the day, I know I'm going to go home, and everything is normal, and you really don't feel any different from anyone else. So I guess that's sort of how I'm trying to handle it right now, but I don't know, it's odd.
And you keep your personal relationships to yourself. I know you're dating Zach Braff, but you say, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, you know, I've made the mistake in past relationships of obviously being very happy, and of course then you want to tell the entire world, but it sort of takes a little piece of that, intimacy and relationship kind of away from you, and it's not really yours anymore. So I've kind of learned my lesson, and it's okay. I'll be a little quieter about it this time go around.
Well, it's great to see you. I know this is you. You have five movies going on right now, back to back to back to back.
The last year, I've done five films. It's pretty crazy. Just really lucky. I'm kind of going with it, I guess.
That's fantastic.
Thank
you. Mandy Moore, great to talk to you.
Great to talk to you, too.
American Dreams.